be shy. You've been here before. Take your shoes off, lie down with me, and I will lock the door. And no one has to know you've come here again. Darling, it will be just like it's always been. Kiss a three. You don't have to say you love me. Breakfast in bed, nothing need be said. Ain't no need. What's your hurry? Please don't need and run. You can let her wait, my darling. It's been so long since I've had you here. You will come again. Oh, darling, it will be just like it's always been. In bed and a kiss or three. Oh, you don't have to say you love me. Breakfast in bed, nothing need be said. Come on. Breakfast in bed and a kiss or three.
Wrapping up another edition of Something About the Women with some Shelby Lynn bookends. That was Breakfast in Bed from her album Just a Little Lovin', which is a tribute to Dusty Springfield. And who wouldn't want to pay tribute to Dusty Springfield? We heard Margot Price doing Do Right By Me. The Wailin' Jennies covered Paul Simon's Love Me Like a Rock. Gillian Welch did, or is it Gillian Welch, did Dry Town, and we started with Shelby Lynn and her sister Allison Moore doing Is It Too Much from their new album, Not Dark Yet. It's a wrap for Something About the Women. Thanks so much for listening. This is 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Brian Young is up next with Crash Course for the Ravers, so stay tuned for that, and thanks for listening to WMFO and Something About the Women. We'll be back in the squeaky chair next Saturday at 11 a.m. So be there or be square. Happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy New Year, and we'll see you next year.
Turn on the light. Don't lap it, it'll be alright. Pull me out another phone. I'll ring and see if your friends are home. Perhaps the strange ones in the dome can lend us a book we can read up alone and try. Get it on like once before. Where people stared and Cobain's eyes and scored. Oh,
formation with this thought out saturation. Kosanek, the astronaut, who stands and still by his cabinet, he's crashing out with Sylvia, the bureau supply for aging men. It's not in it, he gazes to the shore.
WMFO in Medford. Hey, it's Brian Young. It's a crash course for the Reavers show. How are you? I'm doing good, other than people just keep dropping like flies, all the good ones, you know. Pat Denizio the other day, so yes, we'll do a Smithereens block for Pat, and I know I got a few requests. I gotta look them up, and I'll see what I can do about those. And yeah, we'll definitely start with a Smithereens block right here. And if you have one you can think of that you want me to play and look for, 855-915-9636. I also have Power Slut. I know they're on their way up. I think they're gonna play live today. If not, we'll be spinning CDs, but I'm pretty sure she told me live, so that will be great. So they'll be setting up here in a moment. Yeah, so in the meantime, you know, rest in peace, Pat. I met him a couple of times. He was a great guy. You know, my friend's Pop Gun opened up for him up in Salem at one point, so we saw him up there. And afterwards, he went to the lead singer Harry's restaurant, and they did a bunch of Beatles songs with it was just crazy. Barrons. You know, from the Savages there, Barrett's, can't even think of his last name right now, Whitfield, I don't know. But anyways, Pat was there with the Smithereens, and they did a bunch of Beatles songs up at Harry's restaurant, and, wow. And then I met him again down in New York at Joey Ramone tribute, so just a great guy. He was going to call in the show, and then, yeah, things took a turn for the worst. So sorry about that, and God bless the Smithereens. I forget who asked for this one, but here you go. Blues Before and After. Thank you for the request. I'll try and figure out who did ask for it. And yes, Power Slut, playing live soon. It's a Crash Course for the Reavers on MFO. Barrence Whitfield. I was trying to think of poor Barrence's name, who I've met a bunch of times too, but maybe we'll play some Barrence and the Savages later. But yes, when I did the first time I met Pat, he it was after a Smithereens concert. Pop Gun opened up for them, and Barrence from Barrence Whitfield and the Savages, he was just there, and he ended up at this restaurant afterwards, and they did a bunch of Beatles songs with the Barrence and the Smithereens, and it was just great time. And Pat hung out without me at some other thing. He was going to call in. I'm like, I'm crushed. So rest in peace, Pat. We love you. Your music lives on here on a Crash Course. Got a Smithereens song you want to hear? 855-915-9636. Here was another request, maybe Al Pachulis, I'm not sure. I'm trying to get on Facebook, but who knows. Power Slut, setting up. They'll probably go on around 2. It's MFO.
Search the room, but you're not there. Only a memory.
101.5 WMFO in Medford, doing our little tribute to Pat. Do I say his name right, guys? I've met him, but Denizio? Yeah, I think that's it. That's the way it looks anyways, but if I'm murdering poor Pat's name, please let me know, but rest in peace, Pat. We'll miss him and his music greatly. Yes, A Girl Like You, one of their biggest hits, but that was the strip club version. So I'm sure you want to hear the regular version now. It's some more Smithereens. You have a Smithereens request? 855-915-9636. Power Slut here setting up. I just realized one of Power Slut is from Muck and the Myers. Hugh will have to play some Muck at some point, right? Of course. We probably would have done that anyways, Hugh. It's kind of like a regular thing. And hopefully now Power Slut will be too. Did you guys bring CDs as well? Is it vinyl?
It's a download.
Oh, a download. Okay. We'll see what we can do with that. Let's hear the real Girl Like You now, right? Now I'm itching for the real one. It's 91.5 MFO. 101.5 WMFO in Medford. Poor Linnea going. You have all our albums. Yeah, but I don't know where they are. Yeah, hand them to me personally. No, they actually might be in the local section, so I'll take a look. If someone did the right thing, they put them there. Well, if someone did the right thing, they'd all be in the system. It's the deal. Yeah, yeah. So, get on that, exec board. I only know how to get the CDs in. That's why CDs are so special for me, but I can throw that in on my own. What do you think? Around 2 o'clock, you guys? You gonna go on? 2 o'clock, Power Slut, live here in the studio. We're in the middle of Smithereens tribute, though. What have we played so far? Let's take a look. Started it with Only a Memory. I believe that was going out to Al. A Girl Like You, strip club version, and then the regular one. Alone at Midnight, going out to Audrey Clark. Thanks for listening, Audrey. And, yeah, we did have another one in there. What was that? Blues Before and After was somewhere in there. And that went out to Mark Hurwitz. Thank you very much for the request. And I'll see if I can find anything else I see here. In the meantime, here's something from Pat Denizio's. I think this was from his basement. I'm not sure. It's just his original demo here, but I've read that somewhere before. Blood and Roses. Smithereens on MFO. But here's Barrett's Blackjack.
You know you blister me, baby. You're blessing me, baby.
I 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Yeah, I'm not done with the Smithereens. I had Barron's Whitfield in the system and was like talking to Linnea and turning around and hitting buttons behind my back. Not your fault at all. It's me just being silly and should know where my songs are at the when they're ending or not. But anyways, one more Smithereen songs. Unless you have one you haven't heard yet you want me to play, 855-915-9636. But this one is actually one of the, I guess it was one of the MTV Unplugged things. It's Behind the Wall of Sleep, Smithereens with Graham Parker. Cool stuff. Long live the Smithereens. 91.5 MFO. Hey, Power Slut, going on around two.
And now we want to bring back the Smithereens to join Graham Parker, and they're going to do an unplugged version of a Smithereen song called Behind the Wall of Sleep. Here they are.
Graham, you sure you know this song? I don't think I remember it.
I don't know anything anymore. Okay.
1, 2.
She had hair like Jeannie Shrimpton back in 1965. She had legs that never ended. I was halfway paralyzed. She was tall and cool and pretty, and she dressed as black as coal. If she asked me to, I'd murder. I would gladly lose my soul. Now I lie in bed and think of her. Sometimes I even weep. Then I dream of her behind the wall of sleep. Well, she held a bass guitar and she was playing in a band, and she stood just like Bill Wyman. Now I am her biggest fan. Now I know I'm one of many who would like to be a friend, but I've got to find a way to let you know I'm not like them. Now I lie in bed and think of her. Sometimes I even weep. Then I dream of her behind the wall of sleep. Behind the wall of sleep. Got your number from a friend of mine who lives in your hometown. Called you up to have a drink. Your roommate said you weren't around. Now I know I'm one of many who would like to be your friend, and I've got to find a way to let you know I'm not like them. Now I lie in bed and think of her. Sometimes I even weep. And I dream of her behind the wall of sleep. Behind the wall of sleep. Behind the wall of sleep. Behind the wall of sleep.
We got more with Smithereens.
You know I really want to see you when you know I might not. And to make me want you more when you hurt me.
have gotten your way.
Just a normal complication in a typical day. The blues before and after. I get the blues before and after I'm with you. The blues before and after.
Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
Open up the door, it's Dave.
Who?
Dave, D-A-V-E. Will you open up the goddamn
Dave?
Door? Yeah, Dave.
Dave?
Right, man, Dave. Now, will you open up the door?
Dave's not here.
WMFO in Medford. Brand new stuff from Muck and the Myers there. Awesome. Thank you, Hugh. Bad Omen. And what's the album? Dial M for Muck. Okay, that's been around for a while.
Yeah.
I don't recall that that particular song though. So
yeah, it gets buried in the second half.
Well, now it's gonna get a lot of play. Now that I know it. Thank you, Hugh. That's what you gotta do. Just tell me. This one rocks. Right on. And that's Hugh. He's from Muck and the Myers, but he's also from Power Slut. They're going to go on in about, what, 12 minutes, 15
yeah.
minutes or so. Talking with JB from the band right here. You're also in a couple other bands.
Yep. I'm in Found Audio and Ruby Rose Fox.
Nice. How long have those bands been? Well, are they still together, both those bands? Or
Found Audio is kind of tentatively together.
Mm-hmm.
We're kind of on hiatus.
Okay.
And Ruby Rose Fox is still going strong.
Right on.
She's actually got she had a show last night at the Lizard Lounge.
Nice. All right. Well, yeah. Thank you for making me aware of these bands. Let's check them out, right?
Let's do.
All right. We're going to do that. We'll hear something from Found Audio next. Ruby Rose Fox.
Yep. Ruby Rose Fox.
Ruby Rose Fox. And Power Slut coming up live right here in the studio. If you got a question for them, 855-915-9636. Here's Ruby Rose Fox. Die Pretty on MFO.
Dunk on my chicken toe. girl who's good in bed, but not so good, she thinks you're bad. You want a girl from the internet who hasn't slept with half your band. You wanna find your better half.